Blog Talk Radio. better love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show. I am Beverly D, and we have Eddie Rodriguez, and we are celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're spotlighting Cuban music and their artists. Well, greetings, Eddie Rodriguez. Thanks for joining us and bringing this music with you.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me again to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with you, my dear Beverly, better love. And tonight we have some music from pre-1959 Cuba. We're looking at, what I was looking at was artists that had, were creating dance music back then that became known, evolved into music in the 60s and 70s in New York City that was branded with the name Salsa, S-A-L-S-A. And so the tropical salsa music today that was started, the foundation of that genre, is some of the music you're going to hear from Cuba tonight that was recorded before the revolution in 1959, and for the last 63 years, since 1960 until today, the music that was recorded in Cuba has not been exploited or promoted in the United States. The entire world listens to the commercial pop music from Cuba, the beat is called timba, and there's a dance to it. It's called Cuban salsa, and it's all over the world. They dance to this new beat that has been created. Like I said, the tropical dance community, salsa in particular, has embraced this. The music that we're going to hear tonight, and you can only get programming like this. It's on Block Talk Radio on Truth to Power with Beverly D on Thursdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. So I hope people call in with their comments and let us know what you think about the U.S. embargo on Cuban music for the last 63 years. Enjoy the music, and for the Hispanic community out there, happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, and the number to call in is 323-642-1586. That's 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. And I'll see your hand raised. So who was some of the people that we just listened to? Who was the artist?
Oh, wow. The one artist was Bebo Valdez from the Valdez family of Cuba. His son, Chucho Valdez, I think you saw him at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year, Chucho Valdez. And that was his father, the first tune. Was a tune called Mississippi Mambo, and that was Bebo Valdez, Bebo, B-E-B-O, be like a boy, E-B-O, Valdez, V like in Victor, A, Adam, L, Larry, D, D, Deer, E. Eddie, S. Sam Valdez. And you can find this music on YouTube. YouTube has been providing, the content on this program, Truth to Power, since we've been doing Latin music. Tonight, the spotlight is on Cuba, Cuban musicians. And the second one I opened up with, was a tune by Noro Morales. Noro Morales, once again, a Cuban. He made it to New York and, carried on and started creating, great music. Both of those gentlemen were pianists both of them were composers. And, you know, that music, to me, some of it, it seems timeless. You know, that
they do.
These recordings were produced in the 50s, but you listen to them today and you could dance to them, you know. If you could feel them, you could feel the beat, you know, it's upbeat, you know. That's what I try to look for when I'm curating you know, the show for Thursday mm-hmm. night, you know, dance, both of them. And obviously, you know, Latin jazz, which I love, Latin jazz. Latin jazz, you know, at one point tonight, we're going to hear Mongo Santa Maria, and we're going to hear a tune called Cuban Fantasy by Machito. That, once again, that was that big band era in New York, you know, big band. That was all big bands for swing. It was for dancing, you know, and bebop and bebop to swing. These big bands, Duke Ellington, you know, so many others, Cab Calloway, you know, this is a time in New York City where there was an influence of black musicians with, you know, big band swing music that I think it was adopted to be able to create that sound for dancing, what they called back then mambo or cha-cha. And, you know, so, you know, we have those artists like Nora Morales and Bebo Valdez, you know, maybe rest in peace, who have left us with some great music, great Cuban artists, great Cuban music, or a great Hispanic Heritage Month right here on Blog Talk Radio, Truth to Power.
All right, let's get back to some great music here.
Thank you.
Con la punta del pie, con la punta del pie, con la punta del pie.
We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're spotlighting Cuban music with Eddie Rodriguez. Who are we listening to, Eddie? Okay. See if I got Eddie turned up here. Okay, well, we're celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month here. We're listening to some Cuban music. We've got the spotlight on that. Can you hear me, Eddie Rodriguez? And Eddie is bringing this good music.
Loud
to
and clear now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Once again, you know, we're listening to music that was pre Fidel Castro regime that was the cornerstone of creating a sound that and a dance form called salsa that is a global music industry in terms of live performances and touring and nightclubs and dance studios and movies. So, you know, we hear this tropical dance music today, you know, we know it as salsa, but, you know, the music we're listening to tonight that was created by artists in Cuba in and out of Cuba. Some of the music that we heard was recorded in New York, Cuban artists. And New York is, you know, a hub for Latinos. Don't forget, you know, besides Chinatown in New York, you know, they also had Spanish Harlem. And Harlem, which was African-American community. And so there was a lot of Latin people in one spot in New York City, you know, starting in the 30s and 40s, but in the 20s, actually. But definitely in the 50s, there was a program by the U.S. government called Operation Bootstrap. And Operation Bootstrap, what was happening in Puerto Rico was a lack of jobs, and multinationals weren't there yet. Right now, you know, when they opened up Puerto Rico for corporate America, the first one there was the pharmaceutical companies, and they were
not surprising.
So they left. A lot of these companies left, and they left behind a lot of toxic waste in the rivers, and those lakes that go in the rivers and the streams that go into the ocean. And I come from a fishing town, and there's no fish in the town anymore. The pollution of the coast has created, something that was happening for millions of years. Fish spawning in that area, to create, what we have a healthy marine life, so to speak, but not anymore. The water is that the toxic waste was carried and went right into the ocean and created that situation where there's no more fish. You have to go way out. You have to go miles out off the coast to be able to fish and be able to have a great catch, so to speak. But so once again, an entire industry was created out of that sound that we're listening to tonight. I'm just so happy to be with you. Thanks again. This is our third
Do you think that the embargo will be lifted up at least for the artists to have their music over in the United States? Because from my understanding with the UN, everybody wants the embargo to be lifted except for the U.S. and Israel.
Exactly. So we have a dilemma. We call it the Cuban music crisis. The U.S. embargo against Cuba started in the 60s with John F. Kennedy, the Cuban Missile Crisis. And what's funny is that Cuba went to, at first, when Castro first the person that was governing Cuba at the time, was corrupt. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. But there was money flowing into Cuba, from their rum exports and from their cigar exports and sugarcane exports. And so gambling was still today. Obviously, you have gambling in all these Caribbean countries and even in China, Macau, and so the U.S. is, the lotto is the biggest legal gambling that you could, think of. But Cuba had a lot of casinos, and it was a jet set type of hangout. Ernest Hemingway, spent a lot of time in Cuba. Cuba was it's a beautiful country. There's no doubt about it. A beautiful country with a terrible government. Do I think it's going to be over anytime soon? I don't think so. As we see that generation of Cuban-born citizens now of the United States that left Cuba in the 60s, and then, you know, we had that, another wave. The ones that left in the 60s were the ones that had the means to be able to get out. Some of them came by, you know, these rafts, so to speak, hitting that strait between Cuba and Florida, you know, which is 90 miles. And, you know, this is the desire for people to leave a corrupt, you know, government run by a dictator. And so, you know, but in the 80s, something interesting happened. You know, Fidel Castro opened the doors to jailhouses and the mental institutions and said, hey, anybody that wants to go to the United States, you can go. And so we got the worst. The first wave was the best, and the second wave was the worst.
The criminals.
The criminals, exactly. And so, you know, what do we have today? We have a great salsa sound, call it Cuban salsa, coming out of Cuba that the entire world consumes that music, except the United States. And so it's kind of, and Israel probably, I don't know about Israel, but I know about the U.S. And those artists, there is no embassy in Cuba. There is not a, you know, any relationship for people to go get visas. They do have one office, but it's not a consulate. It's not an ambassador. It's in a, you know, don't forget, there's a dictatorship there, but they have an office of U.S. interest. And there's where you go to get the visas to get into the United States. So that office doesn't operate, you know. You know, there's been protests, you know, around those offices. But now there's protests in Cuba now. People are protesting against the government, but they're suppressed, you know, the police, or the army. And then they have their regular army. And they're the ones that have the weapons. So the people are not allowed. There's no weapons, you know, like you have here in Puerto Rico or in the Dominican Republic. Not in Cuba. You don't have that kind of a influx of weapons. Obviously, if there were a lot of weapons, then it'd be easier to go against the government. But the population, they don't have weapons like that. But once again, you know, with music, and it's spiritual, you know, this is timeless, this music. You could dance to it back then, and you could still dance to it today, if that's what you love of today.
Yeah.
And if you feel it. So, you know, we're upbeat. We're trying to celebrate a Hispanic heritage, but not thinking of the misery in Cuba today and the oppression, you know, the poverty. You know, people have rationed the food, and sometimes there is no sugar, there is no, you know, there's some staples that you're not able to get, you know, in a supermarket in Cuba. So, medicines, obviously. But today, you know, we'll think of the wonderful, the spiritual, these artists with God-given talent, you know, to be able to have music for us here in, you know, today, 21st century, to enjoy. And so thank you once again, Beverly, for allowing me to join you to honor some of these great artists who have passed. And bring music, it's new to the people that have never heard it before. So thank you so much for inviting me once again to Truth to Power.
And thank you for sharing this great music with us. We're going to get to Watermelon Man. Celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month, we're spotlighting the music of Cuba. And I was reading that the theme for the Hispanic Month this year, 2023, is driving prosperity, power, and progress in America. That's the theme for 2023. And Eddie Rodriguez is providing us with this great music. Eddie?
Yes, Beverly. You know, it's a great, great theme for Hispanic Heritage Month this year, prosperity and, you know, building
power,
new
progress.
Exactly. So, you know, once again, this, you know, we're seeing, we're listening to music that was created back in the 50s by Cuban musicians and Cuban artists and composers and songwriters. And you know, the music that was played, it was created back then is still relevant today. You know, there is still that dance form that we call salsa, but the beginnings of salsa music, once again, the foundation, the cornerstone of salsa music was these, some of the rhythms that we're listening to tonight. And, you know, it's just amazing, you know, that, you know, we have such great musicians and great artists from Cuba back then, you know, that we know about now, the Celia Cruzes, the Israel Cachao Lopez, the Mongo Santa Maria's of the, you know, tropical Latin music history. We can enjoy that music today, you know, just by going to YouTube and knowing what, you know, what the name of the artist is or the title of a particular song. And this is progress today that we're making to enrich the minds and the culture Latinos all over the world. So only on Blog Talk Radio, Truth to Power with Beverly D. And so we listen to a lot of, we just listened to Mongo Santa Maria at the beginning of the set, which we can say with confidence that, you know, that was the beginnings of a global movement that we now call the Latin jazz music industry. And so, you know, this is a great time to reflect and look at this music. We'll be, next week, we'll be getting into more modern popular music from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s of Cuban artists you know, we will be celebrating and honoring them on, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Truth to Power, during Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th through October 15th every year.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so that's what I was just getting ready to ask you, what was the time period. But this is a prime example of music never gets old. It just lives on and on. It seems like it's no time. I mean, it sounded good back then and it sounds good right now.
And, you know, that music has not been remastered. That was recorded on analog, you know, on tape. You know, it wasn't recorded digitally. It was transferred, you know, from just the, what we have been, you know, listening to for years, you know, which is music that has been created in one format and then transferred to another. You know, we're listening to this music digitally today, but, you know, it was not recorded digitally. So, you know, the quality of the music we hear now, you can hear that music is, you know, there's something missing. It hasn't been remastered. And so, you know, the analog aspect for listening to this music on an album, on vinyl, is really it's a different experience than what we're hearing and listening to tonight. It sounds fuller. You have good speakers, mm-hmm. and you got a good turntable than what we're listening to tonight. Sound, you know, the digital sound is a thinner sound, so to speak, to the ear. The analog sound was a fuller, more colorful sound coming from the speaker. So, but, you know, that music could be
remastered. Go ahead, Eddie.
That music could be remastered, you know, and it could be done, you know, today, so it could be, the quality of the sound would be like any other recording that you would listen to today. It wouldn't sound like like the sound what we've been listening to tonight.
So when you compare the sound from back then to the sound now, what do you see the difference in?
Well, I see the difference in that, you know, today we deal with computers to create the sounds that we want. We could make them richer in some ways when you're doing the mixing process. You could make a certain note sound brighter, and, you know, you could make some notes seem a little darker, you know. But once again, it's all about the musical scale. You know, do re mi fa sol la ti do. You know, that doesn't change. And so, you know, depending on what key the song is arranged, the instruments sound a different, have the sound is delivered differently. You know, these cats, a lot of them, they were, you know, we hear a lot of drumming in some of these songs, you know, they didn't have There was no musical notes that they were reading for the drums. You know, obviously the piano, bass, and all the horns, and there is notes that, you know, for percussion instruments, but for the drums, so to speak. But you know, a lot of these drummers they came from the rumba, movement in Cuba, and a lot of that rumba sound was done for in spiritual and ceremonies. You know, there were religions that were have lasted, you know, centuries and centuries, that were brought to Cuba, you know, with the slaves from Africa, so
mm-hmm.
from different tribes, and they worshiped the ocean, and they worshiped the trees and nature and wind and rivers, and you know, that was their lifeline, you know. So when the Christians came, you know, they had to mask their religion behind mostly the Catholic Church. You know, certain saints that were named in the Catholic Church, well, you know, they also were given the identity of these, what they called orishas.
Right.
These saints that are worshipped, you know, in these tribes in Africa, like when I mentioned, you know, the goddess of the ocean, the mm-hmm. king of the...
Now, they might have stopped the magicians and the people from coming over here, but a lot of Americans practice that Oshun, a lot of them practice that religion.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, there's a, you know, when you go to some of these ceremonies, I've been to them, you know, the drumming, I'm telling you, the drumming and the chanting and the drumming and the chanting, you know, are very interesting, you know, when you have the people that are disciples of the religion, you know, and when they start dancing and they start talking and they, you know, it's quite interesting how mm-hmm. you see something, you wonder and you say, hey, you know, there's something that invisible out there that we don't know about.
Yes. Yeah, and you can see it on them. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
That feel it too.
Yeah,
okay.
So you know, still today, the Cubans is that we're going to be hearing some modern stuff that you're going to hear. That once again, they're going to talk in Swahili or whatever language it is that they're talking in. But it's an African dialect, obviously, and you know, but it's to Cuban, to modern Cuban dance, you know, Cuban salsa music. So we'll listen to some of that next week. But tonight we have some more. We got some Celia Cruz. We heard Benny More, that vocalist. Benny More, great vocalist. We heard tonight "Blam Blam Blam" by Chano Pozo, who was the first drummer, a conga drummer, for the Dizzy Gillespie band, and you know, once again, the birth of Latin jazz. It took an African American and a Cuban to create a sound that has lasted, you know, to today, and continues to evolve. It gets better and better. You know, God-given talent doesn't stop. So I'm very happy to be with you tonight and bring you some of this music. Once again, this is an experience from a Puerto Rican who grew up in the South Bronx and has been able to travel to different countries. I've been involved as a professional in the Latin music industry since 1985. So Once again, happy to share some of this music. This is a public service program, unscripted, live. And
you are in Puerto Rico, and you're coming from live from Puerto Rico.
No, not today. I'm coming live from New Jersey. I'm 15 minutes from the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, you're back in the States. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you for this show. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
we're
going
to get back into the. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to listen to some more music here. All right.
¡Ay, qué bueno está! Francisco Guayabal. Qué rico está
Francisco Guayabal.
Yo me voy a final del río, bajo sus Hay un tremendo guaguancó en el solar. Hay un tremendo guaguancó en el solar, en donde vivo yo, que me llama. Y yo quisiera que mi negrito me dejara tan siquiera echar un pie. Como dice, ay,
This is Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're doing Latin series spotlighting Cuban music with Eddie Rodriguez. Thank you, Eddie, for bringing this music to us.
Beverly, the question is, did you feel it?
Yes, I did. I always feel it. It's good.
Oh, good, good. You know, this is, I think that's the most important thing that, you know, someone like yourself that is being exposed to this music for the first time can, who, a person who, like you, that appreciates music can,
yes,
can look at these artists that, with God-given talent. You know, we just heard Celia Cruz singing, you know, the queen of Latin music. Celia Cruz, may she rest in peace. There's going to be a quarter coin minted in 2024 with the image of a Cuban artist, Celia Cruz, the first Afro-Latina ever to be honored,
okay,
with her image on U.S. currency. So, you know, that's something to look forward to and celebrate next,
yeah,
year when that happens. But today we're celebrating all of the artists, like whom we just heard, Mississippi Mambo by the late, great Bebo Valdez, great composer, pianist, orchestra leader. You know, when the revolution started, he left Cuba and he moved to Europe, to Sweden, and he made his life in Sweden, got married and, you know, lived the rest of his life there and was touring there. I was able to record Bebo Valdez and his son Chucho Valdez in a recording called Cuba Jazz on the Tropi Jazz label. I produced that recording looking at Cuban artists that were in the States and made up an ensemble of all Cuban artists and musicians. And I was blessed and honored to work with Bebo Valdez. That was the first time on that recording that Tropi Jazz, on the Tropi Jazz label called Cuba Jazz, 90 Miles to Cuba with Paquito de Rivera. Was something that I wanted to do to begin to recognize some of the artists that were here in the U.S. And the ones that were passing through the States on a concert tour, and take advantage of that time and to go into the studio and record that album. So Bebo Valdez was a fine man, and may he rest in peace. But I want to wrap up the show by saying thank you, Beverly, for allowing me to join you on your show. And we're going to come back next week celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with the music by Cuban artists known to many and not known to many more. So I hope tonight we were able to enlighten, to entertain, and create awareness of this great music that we call Latin music, salsa, tropical salsa. Now it's Cuban salsa, timba, that has been popularized all over the world thanks to the God-gifted talent from Cuba that was able to organically, because we're talking about before this communist regime happened in Cuba, this is the music that was being created organically from the streets of Cuba and from the tradition. So, you know, we're going to hear more music next week from Cuba, and I hope your audience joins us again next week on Thursday, 9 to 11 p.m. on Blog Talk
and
Radio.
Yes, and Eddie, you've been in the music business for a while, and you're still in the music business. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to connect with you?
Well, you know, my social media is LinkedIn, and you go to LinkedIn and you search for Eddie, E-D-I-E, Rodriguez, Latin Works Music. on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. There's a lot of Eddie Rodriguez's. So, but I think that the best way to reach me is via LinkedIn or via email. My personal email address is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Rod, R-O-D, like in David, 213@gmail.com.
All right. Well, thank you again, Eddie Rodriguez, for bringing this great music. And I look forward to doing this again next Thursday. We're going to be in Cuba again. So thank you again, Eddie Rodriguez, and better love.
Better love to you, Beverly, and thank you. And have a wonderful evening, and we'll be together again next week. Better love.
All right. Better love. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Join us again next week.